close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poehler Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Friday morning. 251-343-0106. That's the text line. We'll read your texts as they come in, and maybe I will snarl or sneer or whatever, or maybe I will say thank you for contributing to the program. Anyway, it's up to you. You control your own destiny there. Joining us now on the line, he's a column you can read in various publications around the state, but always good to hear from him. Pete Rehm joins us on the line. Pete, good morning. How are you?
Doing great, Jeff. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. We'll start here. You're on the way to North Carolina. Talk about that real quick.
Well, yeah, a lot of folks know all my adult children and grandchildren, they live in Western North Carolina in those hardest hit counties. And, they're all thanked, praise God. Everyone's safe. Everybody's good. But a lot of home damage. Matter of fact, my oldest daughter, her house got completely washed away. They lost everything. So we're going back up there helping the cleanup and rebuild. And what the other daughter and son-in-law, we're moving them back. They're going to move down here for a while. So we're in the middle of doing all that.
My roots are in Western North Carolina too. I think a little further south, though, Brevard, Transylvania County. And just for days, didn't hear from anybody. It was kind of spooky.
Very spooky. We didn't, I didn't know they were okay until I literally drove in Monday morning to Tennessee and I found them at our cabin.
Just no way to get in touch with people. The roads are blocked. You know how those roads are there. It's going in and going out. It's I tell you what's crazy to see. And so my son and I went up to, we spent a little time in Western North Carolina the very beginning of August, and that some of those roads are gone, and some of them were just like rivers around Asheville. That I don't know. Like I can't imagine. Like like I said, I'm almost 50 years old. At any point in time, that it would have been ever that kind of a landscape.
Yeah, no, I've never seen anything like it. To see, it looks like parts of it look like the Mississippi Gulf Coast after Katrina, just completely wiped out, slick, just unbelievable.
Well, let's get into what we're having you had you on to talk about, and this is like fascinating, but not necessarily something to be excited about. Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs, Admiral Davis, effectively resigning at the end of the year. But the board there is at least putting up a fight against the governor. You have some really strong opinions on what's going on here. Kind of walk us through what your take is and explain to us. I'm very naive on this, but I'm kind of watching this from the outside. But what do you make of it?
Well, I really appreciate that you had me on an hour after Alabama Pravda was interviewed, the propagandist Todd Stacy from Alabama Pravda. I listened to that, and that was pretty infuriating to listen to the misrepresentations and just inaccuracies, and he's acting like, oh, he's got the inside story. We'll see if we can address some of that. But really, the issue is mental health care in this state is inadequate, inefficient, and has been that way for decades. And contrary to that crap the speaker put in his op-ed this morning, Ledbetter, touting what they've all done, they are spending hundreds of millions of dollars for very little effect. So I don't know where that propaganda came from, but where this got to is over the last 5 to 10 years, and a good portion of it is under Commissioner Davis's leadership, veterans organizations and nonprofits across this state have risen to the challenge with innovative programs and ways to bring real services and treatment to veterans, particularly with PTSD and substance abuse and those things. And we've been having great, great success at that. And I will say that success has come despite the resistance and obstacles thrown up by the Alabama Department of Mental Health and all of the monopoly of health care providers in this state. They have tried to keep the veterans organizations from doing what they have successfully been starting to do. And so the problem is, the big picture is, that the success of the Veterans Department has exposed the incompetence of the Alabama Department of Health. And it has also, mental health, that is, has also exposed the utter corruption, entrenched corruption, and complete waste of money. Because really, the veterans are being targeted right here. But really, that every citizen in the state of Alabama should be incensed that hundreds of millions of dollars, a ridiculously high budget, is spent on mental health. And we are number 47 in the country. And we can find all sorts of places in every town of the inadequacies of finding mental health care for substance abuse, for PTSD. That's why we have homeless all over the street. That's what the real story is, that we've exposed that. Well, we didn't expose it. We just happened to step into it because of the success of the Veterans Affairs. And I'm really livid about the way they talk about Admiral Davis. Because we've known several VA commissioners over the last couple decades. Admiral Davis is head and shoulders far away above the best commissioner that we've ever had. And he has done more for veterans in his tenure than they've done in the last 50 years for veterans from the state Veterans Department. And then for Todd Stacey to get on there and malign the admiral and his agency, who... I will put that agency, let's go have audits. Let's go have audits, independent audits, and compare to every other state agency, and I will bet money that the Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs will come through with flying colors, and I guarantee you, you ain't going to say that for the rest of them. So it's ridiculous for him to do that. And the other one, and I know I'm rambling here, the fact that he said the board is a problem. Like they don't know what they're doing. The board is part of the problem of the way it functions. You know, the department doesn't function correctly. And then you got this board that's sort of out of touch or whatever he was trying to apply there, making it sound like, oh, we just went down to the local BMW and we got the two drunks that sit there every day. And that's who sits on the board. That is an affront. The people on the Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs are the top veteran senior leaders in the state of Alabama. These are people who have distinguished records of service in uniform, and they are now still serving very nobly and very capably. This is the veterans, the citizens overseeing government, and for him to make it sound like they're a bunch of goofballs who don't know what they're doing is an offense, because I'm telling you, they have a... That board has a better feel for what's going on in that agency and overseeing it than any other thing in Montgomery, because there's no corruption in the Department of Veterans Affairs, and you cannot say that for the rest of them. Sorry, I'm really upset the way he characterized those people and their selfless service.
Well, the governor and by extension of that, Todd Stacey's quibble here, I guess, is that they misappropriated or misstated some ARPA money. Now, the general fund chairman, Greg Allbritton, says that's not true, that never happened. And the story here is the way Todd explained it, and I hadn't heard this until now, that no, it didn't actually happen, but the finance director or whoever called it before the error was committed. So, like, to me, if there was, like, maybe there was the potential for the foul, but the foul didn't get committed, and this warrants a whole shakeup. It seems like they were kind of looking for a reason to do what they have done.
Well, you're exactly right, because when you look at, you know, we stopped it. If you assume that that's correct, we stopped it before the foul was committed. Well, look at every other state agency. How many fouls do they commit constantly, and they don't fire any of those people? But this one, we supposedly we caught it before any infraction, and we fixed it. But all of that's untrue. That pretty much, I mean, Todd Stacey might as well go work for CNN or MSNBC, because he's got about the same veracity. That ARPA funds never got to the Department of Veterans Affairs. But the part they don't tell you is that they ironed out memorandums of agreement, memorandums of understanding with all those agencies, Department of Mental Health, Department of Finance. They were all part of this. This was not done in a stove, done with complete coordination and interaction with all these other agencies, and they'd all signed off on it. And they were all ready to do. They knew all the stuff that was in there, right? They knew all that stuff. It wasn't until the Alabama Council of Behavioral Health, those lobbyists, caught wind that some of these funds would be going to programs that support mental health treatment. That's their rice bowl. That's their money. They don't want anybody to ever, there's a total monopoly on mental health. It's a whole other story. But they went back to the Department of Mental Health and said, you cannot let any kind of money go outside of our purview to mental health. That we can't control mental health care. So they went and stopped it. And that's where all the ethical stuff came in, because it was unilateral by the commissioner to say, well, we just withdraw from the memorandum, and we're not going to support those. Because if the truth is, they didn't give them the $7 million in ARPA, but the Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs took it out of other parts of their budget to fund those 33 programs that Todd Stacey maligned and said stupid stuff like they didn't know what they were doing and trying to misuse the funds. I mean, it's really an affront, because it's those people who are actually providing services to real people on the ground, and we can prove it, we can show it, and they're maligning those people to try to suck us back into a lethargic monopoly that doesn't provide the real system or any real treatment. He's wrong about almost everything he said.
So that I guess it was this, if I recall, that they were going to use ARPA money to hire a lobbyist to lobby the state for more money, which was taboo. Pete, I don't know how much time you spend in the state house. I know you ran for state senate, but you go up there, and I'd say probably at least half of the lobbyists in the hallways are working for state agencies at the taxpayer expense, which is always, or not even just state agencies. You throw in all the other governments, local, county, whatever. And I'm surprised, like, at how that is. I mean, I could see where people might hear that and think, well, that's not good, spending a lobbyist, but that's sort of the Montgomery game. What did you make of that part of it?
Well, it's incredibly hypocritical because of what you just said. I mean, there's so many lobbyists that are basically state funded working for agencies and everybody else up there. But it's like, really, that's what upset y'all? But the other thing is, that wasn't in there. That was not in there. They did this. The Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs was not trying to hire lobbyists. They were just trying to get support and funds to support VSOs and nonprofits who are doing the real work on the ground, and that we can show the success across the state. That wasn't in there. Same thing about the ammunition. So I can't have ammunition. That is a peer support program, a marksmanship program, peer support to take veterans out, and they do marksmanship training with those guys. But it's one of those therapeutic things, kind of like the guy, remember the Navy SEAL was doing it? It's a therapeutic, it's a legitimate program. But he threw it out there, well, you can't buy guns and ammunition, made it sound like we were arming the veterans or something. totally misrepresented. And then he said something about those ethics complaints. Oh, wow, those were really inaccurate and thrown out. Let me tell you something. All of them people in Montgomery are going to rue the day they said that, because they know that those are legitimate complaints. And when an actual ethical ethics commission or some real attorneys look at it, they're going to come back and revisit all that stuff. They won't be talking about that being frivolous or inaccurate.
Yeah, and that I you know, the way, I don't know, it just, all in all, it just feels like there's some kind of, if it's just a personal thing, and I don't know, the governor to me isn't very clear thinking, or doesn't seem like she's clear thinking on this, and I wonder if she just kind of, this is more of like her inner circle steering her in this direction or something.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say where the governor really is. I don't know really how much he knows.
The Kim Boswell and the Department of Mental Health commissioner, which is on the governor's cabinet, one would assume is in her inner circle, and maybe that's why she's going in the direction that she is.
That could be. I'm not going to say that. I'm telling you what this really is, and we could do a lot more programs because I've had experience with this going back 10 years. What this really is the monopoly of mental health care. Mental health care in the state of Alabama is run pretty much by a single monopoly, and they will not allow any competition whatsoever. And that's really what's at the root of this. It really doesn't have to do with the veterans. It doesn't really have to do with Commissioner Davis. It doesn't really have to do that they don't like the programs that we're doing. This is the monopoly of mental health care asserting their dominance, and they're going to make sure that nobody else can get in to their little gravy train. That's what this is ultimately about.
Pete, got to leave it there. We do appreciate you making time for us. Safe travels. Stay safe up there, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
All right. We got to get a break here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Bohr Show on FM Talk 106.5.